to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards. And welcome, everyone, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday night, January 31st, and of course, we're here again with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you live from our flagship studio, where we sit right now, WLRM AM 1380 in Memphis, Tennessee. Winston Smith, how are you doing tonight?
I am very well, Brother James. How are you this evening?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. It's been an eventful week in the cesspool. Well, excuse me, not a week, but an eventful month. Well, I guess every week, every day. You know what they say about the cesspool, Winston? Every paycheck's a fortune, every meal's a banquet, every formation's a parade. But it's been a great month for our radio show this month, and RBN listeners have certainly gotten their money's worth. There may only be 4 weeks in any given month, but there were five Saturdays in January. So we got five shows in this month. That's pretty good work, pretty efficient work, wouldn't you say?
I would. What more could you ask for than for five political cesspools in 1 month?
You couldn't handle
five.
Six.
Count them, five.
I mean, you OD after five, so this is about as much as, you know, the doctor will allow. But yeah, we had a great one last week. I won't say it's one of our best because, you know, we've had so many great shows, but I will say that I think we were at the top of our game last week. Bill Rowland, of course, was in with me. Winston, you were out. But we had Peter Gemma and Edgar Steele on last week, who are just two of the most dynamic guests you could have on a radio program. And we covered during the first hour, we took a lot of calls. And during the first hour, we talked about some of the aspects of the Obama inauguration. We talked about the Israeli war lobby with Peter Gemma during the second hour. And then we got back to Obama with Ed Steele during the third hour. And Ed just packed such a powerful punch. And he was on to talk about the predictions that he's going to make for what Obama will do and how we can survive it. It was just a phenomenal show. But hearkening back to that for just a moment, Winston, as we did cover it for a full hour, the inauguration last week, I've received from several of our astute listeners some statistics, and this has been going around the internet, and I'm thankful to be clued in on this fact. But the statistics have come in from the inauguration on January 20th, and Winston, as you might have already read in the papers, 1.5 million people. They estimated that 1.5 million people attended the inauguration on the Washington Mall last week, and 14 of those people actually had to miss work to be there.
Yeah, that is a staggering statistic. But, you know, I was oot in a boot, as our Canadian friends would say, and I had reason to stop in at a local store that is usually very, very crowded. And that store was practically empty. I didn't have to wait for a checkout line at all. Everybody was gone watching television. And downtown Memphis was the safest it had been in about 30 years.
Because all of the Obama voters in town were in Washington.
Right. I mean, you could walk downtown with impunity. You'd have to worry about getting shot or stabbed. You didn't even get none of the bums came up and hassled you. It was a good day to be in downtown Memphis. And a lot of good European Americans took advantage of it to go down and see the city. And they did so safety.
You're going to have to finish that story on the other side. The political cesspool is just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages. At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had so much fun taking your calls last week. We're going to leave the phone lines open once again for the entire three-hour program tonight. A lot of times we're unable to do that, but tonight we can. So call in anytime you want to opine. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We have one guest tonight. He's going to be coming on during the middle of the program. He is an independent documentary filmmaker, Craig Bodeker, and his film is entitled A Conversation About Race. It's very good, and we're going to ask him a lot of questions about that a little later on. But with regards to race, Winston, as you know, and it's been pointed out by pretty much anyone with a brain, the Republican, including Pat Buchanan on this very program, the Republican Party was demolished so thoroughly at the ballot box back in November because they pandered to everyone except their base of core supporters. They have apparently, Winston, they weren't quite satisfied with the shellacking they got and figured they could probably do a little bit worse. And as you know, as most people know by now, just this week they appointed a radical black racist to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee. And I read an article here on the internet very quickly. Our friend David Duke, the former Republican member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana, comments on this just incredibly bizarre appointment. And he talks about Michael Steele, who is the name of the fellow who has ascended to this post now, in spite of everything that would be in the Republican Party's best interest. It says this, that Michael Steele, after looking into the record, is a passionate supporter of affirmative action programs that racially discriminate against tens of millions of white Americans. The new chairman of the Republican Party also supports increased discrimination against white-owned businesses in the awarding of non-merit and non-bid minority contracts. He is opposed to the death penalty and thinks that it is disproportionately applied to blacks, even though it is applied to white murderers at a 500% higher rate than it is to black murderers. Michael Steele is also an advocate of more gun control legislation, as well as a draconian, massively increased enforcement of the current laws. He is a servile dog of Israel and has condemned Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorists and yet not said one word of compassion for the 5,000, half of them, of course, women and children, who have been maimed and murdered in Gaza by Israel's weapons of mass destruction. And it only goes on from there. So, Winston, I ask you, well, I guess we pretty much figured it out. The Republicans are just playing their role in the duopoly, but surely some of the Republican base of conservative middle-class Christian whites will leave now, won't they?
They certainly will, James, what the Republican Party is doing. Oh, by the way, not to be nitpicky or anything like that, but he wasn't Mr. Steele was not appointed. He was elected.
Well, of course. You're exactly right. And just to set the record straight, he was elected by the Republican Party, the people who vote on such matters. You're right.
But still, that buttresses the point that if the Republicans wanted to do something to further alienate people, to further alienate their base, they could not have made a better choice. I think we have a new phrase in the works here. I think we'll call it Republican roulette. You know, you just kill yourself with a completely loaded gun. Instead of Russian roulette, you just call it Republican roulette, because the Republicans are going out of their way to drive away the people who have supported them through thick and thin, through good times and bad times. And if I don't know what they were thinking with this election, it's mind-boggling. If they wanted to do something to drive away the last vestiges of their dwindling support, they did it. This is what they've done. I think they've pretty much sealed. They've provided the Democrats with the hammer with which to nail the lid to the coffin.
They, just as they did with Bob Dole in 1996 by nominating that resurrected cadaver to run instead of Pat Buchanan, they did the same thing with John McCain. So it's certainly their MO to nominate the weakest candidates that they possibly can. But, you know, to nominate a guy like this, who I guarantee you, I would bet my bottom dollar, I would almost be tempted, I am so confident, to bet my eternal salvation on the fact that Michael Steele, the new RNC national chairman, voted for Barack Obama, just like Colin Powell did, just like J.C. Watts did, the Republican representative. Mm-hmm. Blacks, to their credit, and this is a compliment because I wish our people were more like this, they are fiercely ethnocentric, and everyone allows it. And it's not a bad thing. It's natural. It's healthy. But, of course, when whites try to apply that same ethnocentrism, it's a big problem. Of course, we're racist and neo-Nazis and so on and so forth. But back to the Republican Party. I mean, in doing this, they, you know, it's not just the candidates that have to make a fool out of the Republican voters now. Their actual entire party is. It's utterly disgusting, and surely people will revolt. But I have been surprised and disappointed many, many times.
The only threat,
the intelligence of the Republican voter.
The only threat to the Democrat Party that Michael Steele poses is he might be more socialist than they are.
He's bad. He's about as bad as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to call in about this, what do you think about the Republican Party? If you've heard it before, you were probably even more aware of some of the facts that we gave. If you're hearing it for the first time, what's your gut reaction? What's your initial reaction? Give us a call and let us know here on the Political Cesspool tonight. James Edwards and Winston Smith. The number is 1-800-313-9443. I got an email today. I get the press releases from the Tennessee Republican Party. I'm kind of a mole on their email list. And it said, the Tennessee Republican Party expresses you know, great congratulations to our new chairman, Michael Steele, and went on to say how great it is that, you know, their goal is to get 15% of the black vote, which is never going to – they didn't even get 2% this time. It's never going to happen. But, you know, they were completely excited about it, the leadership of the party that is here in Tennessee. But there's not much more we can say about it, Winston. It's just that they are continuing to employ the tactics which are going to lead them to their complete ruination if they aren't quite there already.
It would seem like somebody like us on the outside of the Republican Party would think that they are trying to – they are just trying to kill themselves.
Well,
they
I said that to Paul Gottfried on the show. I said, yeah, you know, this was right before the election. I said, Dr. Gottfried, I think John McCain is absolutely trying to lose. And, of course, he and most thinking people agreed.
Maybe that's another item for that that blog or that book, Stuff White People Like. Maybe we could start – we could start our own version of that, Stuff White Politicians Like. And apparently white politicians like to lose because they are doing everything they can to drive themselves into absolute irrelevancy and obsolescence.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but not to dwell on one topic. We've got a three-hour smorgasbord here. That pretty much – I mean, you're already neck deep into the cesspool, ladies and gentlemen. We've only been on the air for 16 minutes tonight. It doesn't get much worse than that. If you're concerned about having a voice in Washington, because there is certainly no difference of opinion, as if there was before now. This just further accentuates the dreariness. It punctuates the dreariness even more so. But,
well, James, I have one more comment about that. I wonder how this might affect a possible rise of a third party.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Winston, because David Duke, to harken back to some of his comments, was interviewed by, I believe, Washington Post or New York Times or AP. I can't remember. It was one of the very big newspapers. And he brought that up. He said, you know, this is absolutely going to repulse, and I agree with him, 90% of the Republican base, and hopefully they will leave that party now in droves and challenge them by forming a new party. It's easier said than done. Most people are content and complacent to live in this soft totalitarianism that we've got going right now. And honestly, Winston, as much as I would like to agree with Duke, it's probably more unlikely than it is likely, only because, I mean, you know, after all the Republican Party has done, you know, why haven't they left already? You know, certainly I've never been a Republican, and I'm 28 years old. But, you know, why haven't they left already? I don't know if this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back or not, because, you know, any decent person would have left that party a long time ago. I'm talking about being a dues-paying member and an active grassroots person.
Well, thinking people should look at that and realize that those kinds of people, the dues-paying, hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, excuse me, James. Why would you want to be around those people? Why hang around with people who are determined to lose?
I don't know. We'd have to get a psychologist on here, a psychiatrist. I don't know.
No, I better get a pathologist or maybe a coroner or something, because the Republican Party is dead.
It's psychopathic behavior is what it is. I mean, you know, or masochism. I don't know. We can get into that with the doctor one day. But nevertheless, Winston, this topic apparently has struck a chord with our listeners, and the phones are lighting up. We're going to try to take one quick caller. I don't know if we have time before we go to the first break of the evening. Brian in Ohio, what say you about this situation?
Hello, yes. I would say that it's good, and that with the Republican Party doing itself in rather than slanting everything and drawing people in with nothing worthwhile.
Well, they've certainly, yeah, I think, you know, if there was even a specter of a mask that they were wearing, it's been taken off now. I mean, they are fully exposed for what they are. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more right after this on the Political Cesspool. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Thank you. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the Body and Environment Safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
All right, I didn't really intend to spend this much time on this topic, but we still have a few callers to work in, so we're going to take the time to do that. But first of all, let me tell you that if you like our show, you'll love our website. Go take the time to visit us at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and you can show us your support morally by sending us an email or financially, which will help keep this show on the air by making a secure donation tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org. All right, let's go to Roy in Texas. Roy, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, James. I do agree with your previous caller about the idea that the Republican Party probably ought to be dissolved, and we'll be better off once it's dissolved. We'll be able to get together another party. And you mentioned soft totalitarianism, and I wanted to bring up something that was in the news in South Africa. It might not have come across everyone's attention here in the United States, but a South African diplomat is now currently going to face a human rights tribunal for saying that Jewish money controls the United States.
I read that.
Whether or not you agree with the diplomat about Jewish money, the interesting thing here that I wanted to just call to your listeners' attention is, if he had said that WASPs control the United States, would he be facing a human rights tribunal?
Of course not.
Yeah, if he said that the GOP was controlled by evangelical Christians, nobody would have even raised an objection.
No.
But this guy is going, he's not just going to lose his career, he's going to be convicted and become a criminal for what he said. And this is the best example of soft totalitarianism creeping in. And we'll also see these hate crimes laws and hate speech laws slowly trying to be implemented during the Obama administration. So this is something I really wanted your listeners to think about, is this is how it happens, and that was my angle on the whole thing.
No, you're exactly right. And getting back to the Republican Party, of course, the whole problem is there is just absolutely no difference whatsoever, not even a marginal difference anymore between the two parties that pretend to be separate entities up there in Washington. And I think the Steele thing just pretty much puts the exclamation point on that argument. But no, with the other point that you made so very astutely, though, and I appreciate you bringing this up to the audience's attention, because I did, in fact, read this story. I mean, once again, as we always say, the double standard and hypocrisy is absolutely staggering. And you know, there was an old saying that says, you know, if you want to know who's really in control, ask yourself the question, who is it that I can't criticize? Or something to that effect. And I think, you know, that's exactly what you're talking about here. And, you know, maybe the totalitarianism in Australia isn't so soft if you go to jail. But, of course, it's like that in many countries. And it's going to be that way here unless we do something about it. Quickly, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. And thank you again, Roy, for bringing that up. Tom, how are you?
And thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
Can you hear me?
I hear you good.
Okay. As our friend Pat Buchanan said, like, don't know if I'm going to quote him exactly, but you'll get the point. My beloved Republican Party has gone awry. I think he said something like that several years ago, and I've been a Republican for many years. However, I've noticed that in the past several years, decades actually, I'm a little older than you. Well, actually, I'm a lot older than you, but I don't vote Republican anymore. I voted for Chuck Baldwin this time, and then the primary I voted for...
Good for you.
For Ron Paul.
You did exactly as I did.
The kicker is my wife is a Republican committee woman here in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah. Oh, there is a war going on. I have no intention to vote Republican again, and I've told the main committee person, the head of the Republican Party of this county, and I've clashed with this party over issues for several years, probably for 20 years, and they really, the problem is it's Jewish money that the Republicans have sold out to the Jews, and that's just the way I feel about it. It doesn't mean that I hate Jews. I just hate the control that they have. And the way that they abuse it.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, you don't want a foreign entity, an alien entity, controlling the country that your ancestors carved from a wilderness, particularly when everything that they do is at our expense, you know, and is detrimental to us.
I can think of one thing. I'm a state representative, and he knows exactly how I feel, but he's got to go. He goes with the flow, and they all do. Congressman Joseph Pitts, he's for gun control, and I told him to his face, I could never vote for you. And I don't know, I don't think that helps my wife any, but that's not my problem in this case. It's a matter of freedom. And now on the bright side, just for your own information there, my great-great-grandfather fought at Gettysburg, and he was in the Southern Army also.
Oh, now we really like you now. We really like you now.
North Carolina Infantry.
Amen.
So,
good man.
So I just wanted to pass that on, and yes, I do fly the Confederate flag atop of my house a couple times a year.
That would be something to see. I got to send you a picture of my wedding. Winston was there. We had a big one right behind the altar, but I haven't seen one yet in Pennsylvania. But thank you for the call, Tom. Very good points. We got to go to break, but God bless you. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Here we come, walk down the street, we get the funniest looks.
Don't go away, there's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
So use it and get on the line with me and Winston Smith. Winston, as you know, I emailed to you a lot of talking points that I wanted to hit on tonight, and we've kind of dwelled on just one for the first half hour of tonight's show, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to have a final word on it.
I think our callers have expressed what we're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more of in the coming weeks. People who have stuck it out with the Republican Party are finding out, and I hate to use the cliche, that the party has left them. And something is going to come out of this. I disagree with you that the likelihood of a third party is less likely. I think it's going to happen. I hope we can get someone like Ron Paul to spearhead that.
Well, you know, even that, Ron Paul, though, if he started a third party, it wouldn't be because of something like this, because there he was on TV like everybody else, and I voted for him, and I love him. You know, praising Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and everybody, you know, worshiping at the altar of political correctness. So, I don't know.
James, we'll have to wait and see. We all know why Steele was elevated to the position. He's supposed to be the counter to Obama. The Democrats have a Negro leader, so the Republicans want one too. But we would be hard pressed to find out which of these guys, between Obama and Steele, which one is the bigger leftist.
You just compare the records, and you're exactly right. But anyway, Winston, that being said, there's nothing more we can say except, you know, complain and bicker more about it. But I think I have found one of the next or forthcoming Republican initiatives. It's already off the ground in Massachusetts. And if it's coming out of Massachusetts, you know it's got to be bad. And it is. This is, you know, Winston, we've been doing this show how long now? Over 4 years. 800 shows under our belt. And yet I still continue to be amazed at just how utterly disgusting America can become. But as we know, if there are no significant differences between the races, as everyone claims to believe, then there certainly aren't any meaningful differences between the sexes either. This story I'm about to read to you, as shocking as it may sound, is real.
Parental discretion is advised.
Parental discretion is advised. This comes to us from WorldNet Daily. The state of Massachusetts, which has been, of course, at the forefront of normalizing so-called homosexual relationships in law, has taken a bold new step now to allow applicants for driver's licenses to select their gender on official documents. The decision became public when an organization promoting family values obtained a copy of a letter dispatched to a homosexual lobbying organization by the official in charge of making, obviously, such decisions. The letter to Mark Solomon of Mass Equality said that the state registry of motor vehicles, quote, has amended its policy to enable transgendered individuals to more easily change their gender designation on their licenses and identity charts, end quote. Essentially, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has decided that for legal purposes of identification, a person's sex is meaningless. The gender you consider yourself to be is now officially used. What else can you say, Winston?
I wonder how this is going to affect criminal cases in the future, because when the prosecutor identifies a person, and if that person has chosen in the past to identify as a woman but is actually a man, they can simply point out the discrepancy on the paperwork. The paperwork will say, this woman who is accused, and they say, but I'm a man. Therefore, the case gets thrown out on a technicality.
I mean, who knows how it's going to work? I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I couldn't make this up in my most, you know, vivid, morbid, you know, fantasy if I was trying to write like some sort of a horror movie. I couldn't
think
of anything.
This is one of those things that recalls the words of George Orwell, who said, there are spectacles before which even satire herself stands mute.
There you go.
How do you combat this? Who you cannot imagine this. So you can't really prepare for it.
I got another one for you. I got another what if. What if a man who tells the DMV he's a woman and gets official state identification as a woman, which is, of course, I guess what you'd have to go by legally, what if he decides to go into the women's bathroom and, you know, relieve himself? Is that, I mean, wouldn't that be illegal under normal circumstances, but this would give him, I guess, immunity to that? How does that work? That's a real question.
It is. And he obviously has the right to do that now, but don't the normal women in there have a reasonable expectation of comfort? I don't care if this person is perverted enough, being a man, to think that he is actually a woman. The women in that facility are going to be uncomfortable with that, and they have a right to expect that when they go into that personal area, that they will be safe, and that they will not feel uncomfortable.
Now, I wonder what exactly the stipulations are under this new law, under this new dictate. Do you actually have to have undergone a sex change operation, or can you just go in there? I mean, because you'd obviously have to prove that, I guess, and they're not going to, you know, do that. So, or do you just go in there and say, you know, I feel like a woman, so I'm a woman, and they say, okay. You know, I mean, what are the requirements here in order to, if you are a man, to go in there and get women's, I don't know.
But the true test to see if the person is actually a man or a woman is to get a woman to ask this person one question. Just say, hey, what's it like having that not so fresh feeling? And if they can answer it, they're a woman. If they can't, they're a man.
Maybe that's going to be the litmus test. We'll find out. Stay tuned for more of the bizarre from Massachusetts. There you go. So there you go. You can be a man or a woman. Just whatever you say goes at the DMV in Massachusetts now. Moving from Massachusetts to the south side of Chicago, made famous by Jim Croce. Apparently life is cheap over there, Winston. About $4 is the going rate now. It's a drug thing, you know. Cops say that a man charged in his brother's death told him that it was over a $4 drug dispute. A man accused of fatally stabbing his brother told police, quote, it's a drug thing. You wouldn't understand, end quote, according to his arrest report. Philip Bender, 33, is alleged of stabbing his brother Charles in the chest in their home Tuesday morning over a quarrel. It said that and these, of course, were two black guys. When police arrested him an hour later, he allegedly told officers that his brother, quote, took $4 off of him, so I had to do what I had to do, end quote. You laugh sometimes to keep from crying, I guess, but any commentary on that story? These are news stories, folks, that come up. You would think that we're just pulling your chain here. These are two legitimate news stories from WorldNet Daily with regard to the Massachusetts story, and that one comes out of the Chicago Tribune. But again, Winston, in his police report, he says, my brother took $4 off of me, so I had to do what I had to do.
I remember reading not long after the Obamasm, you know, the inauguration, the Obamasm.
Well, they said that they have to allocate $21 million to resod the mall because everybody was so, you know, out of control.
Yeah. But right after the inauguration, we were told that that Obama's inauguration had wiped out the disparity in IQ between
blacks and whites. That in passing last week.
Yeah. Well, apparently that Obama effect on Negro intelligence didn't make it to Obama's hometown of Chicago because this guy is stupid. And he actually expects his reasoning to prevail. It's a drug thing. You wouldn't understand. And to him,
I'm surprised that actually doesn't get him out of it. I mean, today's laws.
Maybe Obama will intervene and say, hey, that's a good enough reason. But, you know, James, this is nothing more than another example of Negroes being what they are. The Obama effect is a myth. They are still black. They are still Negroes. They are still genetically programmed to certain types of behavior. And just because this mulatto is now president, that is not going to change genetics. It is impossible. They are going to continue being exactly what they are. They're going to continue doing exactly what they do, which is this sort of thing.
Well, there's not much more you can say about that. If it was, you know, $40, I could maybe understand.
Yeah, $40. That's something. Before,
I got another one for you. I got another one for you. With regards to, we'll move over. You know, everyone says, and I hate to hear this, because it's really not fair, that Mexicans are lazy. And that offends me because it's definitely an inaccurate stereotype.
No, you're right. It is not true. They work. They are very industrious.
Well, and if the job's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Here's a story from the Santa Cruz Sentinel. That's out in California. A man found dead in a berry field was stabbed 80 times by a Latino Watsonville gang leader. Again, the story from the Sentinel out of Santa Cruz, California. A Watsonville gang leader accused of murder is being held on $1 million bail after the district attorney told a judge that Jose Velasquez and other gang members stabbed a man 80 times, then left his bloody body near a berry field. District Attorney Bob Lee gave new details about the gruesome killing during the first court appearance for Velasquez, who was 25 years old, one of two Watsonville men who have been arrested and charged with murdering Oscar Avalo Sanchez and dumping his body off Carlton Road earlier this month. Quote, the facts of this case include 80 stabbings. It was almost to the point of torture. So, again, Winston, as you say, industrious and going to get the job done right and probably go, you know, put in the extra overtime to, you know.
Exactly. Make sure it is done completely and to the best of your ability. But I wonder, after being stabbed 80 times, at what point is there just nothing left to stab? I mean, the poor guy had to be a mush by around, you know, 30 or 40. You know what I mean?
I would imagine. A bit morbid, but, I mean, 80 times. But this is what, you know, according to Bush and Obama and Clinton and, you know, hell, all of them, this is what we need more of. We need more of this diversity. Mm-hmm. We need to be enriched by the multicultural benefits of the third world.
This adds texture to our national fabric.
This is
the culture. I mean, back on a broadcast of the Political Cesspool, I reported a story about how women in Mexico City were so tired of being abused on buses that the bus system had to establish women only buses. And
now that wouldn't work in Massachusetts anymore.
No, it wouldn't. But these women would get on the buses and they were trapped in an enclosed space with all these men, and they were being groped, they were being molested, and they were being just badly abused. And, you know, that is part of their culture. They interviewed some Mexican men about that issue, and they just said it's just a part of it. You know, one guy said they get on the buses, they're wearing their short skirts, and they are inviting it. That's why they wear the short skirts and the tight pants, because they want the attention. But that is the culture that these illegal immigrants bring into this country, and they're not going to dispense with it just because they happen to make it across the Rio Grande. They're going to carry that. They're going to bring that with them. And the question I asked on that broadcast of the cesspool was, what about it, American men? Are you comfortable with the notion that your wife may not be able to take the bus anymore? I like riding buses. I enjoy it. I can read while I transit places, but when you have to worry about whether or not your wife can get on a bus, or your daughter even, if they can't take a bus because there's going to be a gang of mestizos on there trying to grope her, why do we tolerate that? Why do we even think that that is something that we should just turn a blind eye to?
Well,
but they bring that culture with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, there's just no doubt about it. And I don't have any problem with respecting the different cultures of the world from afar, but you know, not in my home. You know, I think everyone is entitled to, you know, having what's best for their family and having the ability to succeed in life. But I mean, my God, I don't want it all in my neighborhood, I should have the freedom of association and the freedom of speech to talk about that. But as we know, we don't have either, not in America, not anymore. But apparently, the people in Nashville want more of that which we were just talking about. This story comes from the Tennessean, Winston, and Nashville just voted down an English-only law that apparently was on the ballot or proposed. Nashville mm-hmm. voted yesterday, the story reads, on whether to make English the only language in which government affairs – we're just talking about government affairs – in which government affairs could be conducted. If it had passed, Nashville would have become the biggest city in America where English is the official language. But big business opposed it because it might have driven up labor costs by discouraging immigrants from moving there. Christians, which Nashville is full of, opposed it because Jesus is love and hates hate, and the TV told them that English only is hate. The measure failed by a huge margin, 42,000 to 32,000. So this was a citywide thing, apparently. I mean, obviously, if you've got, 80,000 people voting there. English only, not the law in Nashville. Pretty upsetting.
Yeah, one of the...
And Nashville's a great city. I love visiting it.
The opponents of that measure said that they didn't want Nashville's reputation for Southern hospitality to be damaged. They wanted to keep the welcome mat out. Well, you go ahead and keep the welcome mat out, Nashville. Changes in language reflect a change in population and a change in culture. And if you continue to leave the welcome mat out long enough, Nashville will become a non-English speaking city. Then it won't be known for its Southern hospitality. It won't even be an American city. It'll be known for, people getting stabbed 80 times and left in a field, or people being stabbed in the chest over $4.
Well, you know, and you can expect more of this. It's just sad, though. You know, I would have expected the governmental authorities of Nashville to vote down a common sense measure, but when you see your own people doing it, you know, when you see European Americans voting to slit their own throats every which way they can, whether it be for Barack Obama or to vote down English-only measures, and and everything else. I mean, it's pretty disheartening. Although, you know, we have had some favorable outcomes with overturning affirmative action in Michigan, and the proposition out there that it's temporarily at least going to outlaw sodomite marriage in California. But I tell you, it's hit or miss, and we're missing way too much. But we got to go to break here on the Political Cesspool. Again, I'm your host James Edwards, along with Winston Smith tonight. We are just really getting started. We got two more hours and change tonight. We hope you're there with us for all of it. We'll be back right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
And now let's return to the Political Cesspool.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to call in anytime you'd like to call in and be on the air with us tonight live in the Political Cesspool, 1-800-313-9443. We would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. We've covered a lot of ground tonight. Still got a lot of ground to cover, of course, before our time runs out this evening. But among the topics already discussed, the election of Michael Steele to be the head of the Republican Party, their chairman. We've talked about, of course, just recently, the English-only law being voted down in Nashville, the Mexican man stabbing someone 80 times before he finished his work. A little murder in Chicago over $4. You can be a man or a woman, whatever you decide, in Massachusetts. Just another night in the political cesspool. But Winston, I know you had a final thought before we move on to our next topic about the Nashville vote.
It's very discouraging, that vote. My friends, language is not merely a way to communicate. There's a lot more to language than just that. Language affects culture, and language is affected by culture. The linkage between language, thought, and culture is so tight that, as a general rule, a change in one changes the others. And it just so happens that between changing language, changing thought, and changing culture, it is easier to change language than to change the others. But it's also one of the most, it's probably the most effective way to change thought and then to change culture. Language is under an especial assault by cultural Marxists, and language was an early target of political correctness, which is, of course, nothing more than cultural Marxism. And we see words constantly being redefined. We see ideas being changed. For example, you may have noticed that I don't use the phrase African Americans. I don't refer to Negroes as blacks. I refer to them as Negroes. However, you know, there once was a time when that's what they called themselves. Michael King Jr. used it promiscuously. Malcolm X used the word Negro promiscuously.
It has a negative, almost slanderous connotation, but that's not it at all.
Well,
we have 60 seconds to break.
It does now because the culture has Negro culture has affected that word to the point that it's become verbum non grata, you know, a word that we don't want, or a word that Negroes don't want. It's the same thing with the phrase Afro-Americans, as they were called themselves in the 60s and 70s. But even that took on a bad connotation because of their bad behavior.
Well, we got 15 seconds to break, Winston, but it is, in fact, the scientific term for identifying the race, as we would be called. I guess, you know, it'd be the equivalent of calling us a Caucasoid.
Right.
And I certainly wouldn't be offended by.
My point of all this is, folks, when Liberty speaks, she speaks English, and she usually speaks it with a Southern accent. protect your language. Speak English. Demand that you be
Gotta go to break. We'll be back, Winston. We'll let you finish it up.
Way, hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
With recent